This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. One of the main supporters of Republican congressional candidate Eric Odland now faces a campaign finance complaint. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Paracol Communications has given $50,000 to a super PAC supporting Eric Odland. That makes it one of the group's top supporters, according to campaign finance records. But Paracol has recently worked for the federal government, and federal contractors are banned from donations in federal elections. Now, the company's spending is the subject of a campaign finance complaint from attorney Mario Nicholas. Nicholas is a supporter of Odland's Democratic opponent in the race. If the Federal Election Commission finds wrongdoing, it could fine Paracol thousands of dollars. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Buildings are responsible for a fifth of Colorado's climate warming emissions. CPR's Sam Brash has more on a new state board tackling the issue.
The new Energy Code Board was created by legislation signed earlier this year. The 21-member panel will establish minimum green building codes. They'll go into effect in stages. Starting next summer, any community updating its construction rules will need to adopt international efficiency standards, plus rules to ensure buildings can handle electric cars and solar panels. By the summer of 2026, all communities will need to meet or exceed a new statewide energy code. The board's first meeting is set for later this month. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Windy and warm across much of the state today. Highs in Denver and Colorado Springs around 75. A winter weather advisory kicks in tonight for the mountains. This is CPR.